I bet you, welcome along, by the way, to the latest episode of Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. I bet you, you have not got a more boring task to go home to than I have.
Can I try and guess what it is?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
You spend a lot of your time, it seems, on your hands and knees in the kitchen, messing around with your washing machine or your dishwasher.
Fair observation. But on this case, it's not that. But that is a fair observation.
Is it something to do with the infernal app that you have for your car that tells you needless information about your car?
No, it's not that. You got one more guess less, because I always give you three guesses.
I feel like this is quite cathartic. This is almost like a therapy session.
Yeah,
for me.
Yes, it is. I know what you're doing.
Okay, one more. Is it lawn related?
Getting closer, but not. It is outside. It is the back garden. No, jet washed the patio at the weekend.
Oh yeah,
which it didn't do last summer. So it's two summers worth of grime.
Yeah.
And what that has done is all the sand that is in between the paving slabs has come out.
Okay.
So I've got to brush sand into the cracks in my paving slabs.
Sounds painful, doesn't it? It really sounds painful. Can I say something to you? Now, yeah. Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
And this is something I thought when I saw it on social media over the weekend. Your wife, Natalie, jet-washed the patio.
She did, yes. I did some, she did some.
My initial thought was, and no, fair play to Natalie for doing it or whatever, but I felt like she had her tanks on your lawn.
Yes.
How did you feel about that? When she was jet-washing, you were a little bit like,
I offered loads of times. I said, should we swap? I'm happy to do some more. And she was like, no, I'll keep going. And she was doing it too slowly.
Yeah.
Too slowly.
She's methodical with it. I'll give her that.
Loads of times I was looking out the window thinking, you've done that a bit already. Why are you doing it that way? You're having to go back over that because you're doing it the wrong way, because all the you know, rubbish that you've like grit blasted off is going down that way onto the stuff you've already done. It makes no sense. But you know what it's like. It would have been silly for me to have said that out loud.
But she looked like she had a good time jet washing and looks like she might want to jet wash again. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I think so.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So for this year's Mental Health Awareness Week, we are creating a brand new radio station filled with calming sounds to help people escape the stresses of modern life. It's called Absolute Radio Calm, and instead of songs and news bulletins, it will play calming sounds from the world around all of us. Suggested by you, our dear listeners, we're kind of building a sound playlist in many ways.
Now, obviously, we can come up with ideas, but some of the stuff that you were suggesting yesterday, we've got to be honest, we would never have imagined in a million years. For example, electric buses. Charging in the garage in Salisbury was one that came to mind. A tattoo parlour. A lot of people were saying the sound of the needle was actually calming. It was a bit of a struggle for me to imagine that one. But we do need your help. You can email us, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Text us 81215 as we try and build the best portfolio of sounds possible. Tom hanging on with another unique one. What have we got, Tom?
Right, so To go to sleep and during long projects at the office, I like to listen to salon, or not quite salon, but more barbershop, like that haircut in, the shaving sound, just the background noise of the radio, the people moving about the salon or
barbershop ambience.
Yeah, exactly. Spot on. That's exactly what it is. The barbershop ambience.
That's a great shout.
I'm not sure what it is about it.
That is a great shout. The sound of a clippers. It's got that low frequency hum, hasn't it?
Yes, exactly. The low frequency hum of the buzzers, the sound of the razor against the skin. That is perfect. Wow. Spot on. That.
And then if you want the full barbershop ambience, maybe you could have a fella saying, right, I'll wait for Jason when Jason's finished.
Yeah.
And another barber getting the ump about it or something as well. Well, all right there, Vidal Sassoon. How did you discover that this was a thing that calmed you down?
You know what? I'm not too sure where I discovered it. It's been about 6 months that I've been listening to it, to fall asleep specifically. And yeah, it's just, I'm using it in the office today, you know, long database project. Just whack it on in the background, good background noise, nice and calming, relaxing, gets it going.
This is interesting because the number of times I've had my hair washed in a barber's and you're lying back in that, you know, the little sink with your headspace in and all that kind of thing, and they're washing your hair for you, and I'm thinking, oh, this is so relaxing, I've got to be careful I don't fall asleep. I've always thought it was the act of having your hair washed.
Yeah.
But it could just be the sound of being in a barber's, and that's what's calming you down.
It's barbershop ambience, isn't it, Tom?
Exactly. Spot on. Barbershop ambience, exactly what it is.
It'd be interesting to hear from any barbers listening to this or hairdressers. Would you find that relaxing to have the sound of your own workplace going on? Or does it make you fall asleep while you're standing up snipping? Who knows? Tom, this is amazing, and we're going to put it forward for our Absolute Radio Calm brand new radio station. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Cheers, Bush. Cheers, Richie.
And this is big because the ones that we pick, we're going to go out and record, like pro-record and stuff as well. So thank you for these coming in. And we're going to chuck in a couple of our own ideas and stuff as well. Yesterday you were talking about, what would you like to hear?
It was the canal boats going through the lock.
The sounds of canal boats going through the lock. For me, the sound I would put forward is a calming sound. This is unusual because when I was a kid, this thing used to absolutely petrify me. And as I've got older, I'm less scared of it. Still a little bit scared of it, but it is calming. And that's a car wash. Anyone else listening to this right now used to be terrified of car washes back in like the 80s?
Are you talking through the drive-through ones, not like a jet wash kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
The drive-through
wash. The drive-through one where you have to stay in the car and then the machine would then start up and this big wet flannel would flap against the windscreen and then water would rise up with soap and you think that you were actually drowning with your family.
Yes.
But that then terrifying, now strangely calming.
Well, we'll go out and record one of those professionally. I might even come with you, get the car washed at the same time.
Sitting there together with the soap suds rising.
Your suggestions, please. 8-12-15 for your text. You can email us hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Claire, what's your suggestion?
It's the sound of gravel when you walk on it or when a car comes up the gravel. I have a gravel driveway, so it's just that sound. I know I'm home and safe, or if someone in my family is out, I know they're home and safe.
Would footsteps on gravel be slightly more unsettling than a car rolling up on gravel? Let's just have a little listen to the gravel sound that you're talking about here. Someone slipped there at the beginning of that, didn't they?
I think they did. I can get exactly what you're saying regarding like the sound of a car pulling up, because you know that's family getting home and all that kind of thing. But yeah, footsteps on gravel, I'd feel like I was being followed.
Yeah, do you ever get a little worrying feeling with it, or is it quite relaxing for you?
No, it's quite relaxing for me. I live in a nice neighbourhood, and I know, especially when I was younger, it wasn't so settling, because when you're trying to creep in, parents could hear you.
It's like a big litter tray.
And that's what they always used to say. We know exactly what time you came in, and it's not until I've grown older I understand what they mean.
Now, we've got to go and record all these sounds, so I'm liking the idea of us basically, because we're thinking like each soundscape should last about sort of like 15 minutes, half an hour kind of thing. So what we need to do is rock up to your driveway and record half an hour of Bush and I doing 3-point turns on your gravel. Is that all right?
Well, you don't have to do 3-point turns, because I have our driveway is quite long, and we have a like a little roundabout in the middle of it.
What?
We could do we could do donuts. Is it called donuts?
You can indeed. You can keep driving round and round and round.
Now it's sounding like the British Rally or something or other.
So just to confirm, and this is not a humble brag or anything like that, you have a roundabout in your drive. It's that big.
It's like a little circle with plants in.
That's a roundabout. It's a roundabout on a gravel driveway.
Swindon has traded for years on stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Can we see it on Google Maps? You probably can see it on Google Earth. But when we get done with Absolute Radio Calm, we need to find Britain's most impressive driveway.
I think it's already a Channel 5 show.
Yeah. Considering the amount of weeds and overgrown hedge to get up the driveway, I wouldn't say it's that impressive.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
This is going to sound odd, guys, but a busy city is the noise that keeps me calm. My nana lived right in Derby City Centre back when I was a kid. Used to stay over, and I found the noise of people outside incredibly calming.
I can get with that, as long as there's no not too much beeping, because that's like an aggressive sound. That's not relaxing.
Well, it's weird, isn't it? Because like, if you live, say, off like the Magic Roundabout in Swindon or whatever, that'd be a wind-up. Yeah. But then you have like the windows open at an apartment in Manhattan. People are beeping and shouting, a little bit like Magic Roundabout. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes. Now, you see, yesterday I suggested a busy lock. So that hasn't got beeping. You know, kind of tugboats and barges don't really beep. It's not what happens.
They must have a... Have they got a thing on them?
No. But we
should... you warn someone?
Shout. Oi, I'm opening that. What we need to do, these suggestions are really helpful, and please keep them coming, but we do need to start recording them, because obviously this radio station, Absolute Radio Calm, needs to be ready come next month. So I will go out and I'll do me lock. I'll bring that in for tomorrow.
Brilliant.
And a couple of others as well. And we'll start building stuff up.
So a little tester. Mm. Okay, well, so you're promising us a lock plus two other sounds tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I don't know where those two others have come from, but yes.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I'll try some advice from you because I've got a problem and I think it's something that you have successfully negotiated before.
Oh, I've brought the cream in with me as well, so this will sort it.
No, not that one.
Oh, no,
I think
right,
that's
okay.
Just hereditary. Okay. But no, I'm looking at leaving the WhatsApp group of our road.
Honestly, leaving WhatsApp groups is a nightmare.
I know, but when it's your road one that you live in and you're not actually looking at leaving the road itself, it's laced with danger and insult to everybody else.
Why are you thinking of leaving it? What's making you feel that way?
We've got a road WhatsApp group, but recently some of the messages that have come in, I'm kind of thinking, I don't need this right now. If it's more sort of, functional about a block drain or that kind of stuff, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when it's like, has anyone got a banana?
What?
I'm just like...
Who's asking for a banana?
It doesn't matter.
Is that the modern cup of milk? Cup of sugar.
That was one of the most recent ones that dropped through. And that, for me, was the WhatsApp that broke the camel's back. And I'm thinking, right, okay... I don't think we all need to be in this one.
It's weird because because of the nature of WhatsApp, things can get a bit too chatty and knockabout and banterish. And, you know, you need to keep it about parking and bin moaning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what a street WhatsApp
that's
should be about.
That's it, exactly. Parking, bin moaning, block drains, that kind of stuff, fine. Haven't got any bananas, can't walk down to Spa. That, for me, that's I'm out.
I'm gone. I feel like, you know, I'd love to give you some good advice on this, but you're asking the wrong guy because I'm a total coward with this kind of thing. I remember I tried to get out of the, this sounds terrible, the parents WhatsApp group.
Yes, that's what I was asking. I thought you did.
I know, I had a plan to leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And then I never did it. And I'm still in one for my five-year-old daughter's tennis, right? Weekend tennis. She hasn't done it for months. But I'm too scared to leave because they make a big thing about Andy has left the group.
Exactly.
But you've got another issue. Yeah. Your other half, Natalie, is in the group, right?
Yes.
So she's going to need to leave with you. Or if she stays and you go, what's that going to say about you two? The mind boggles.
It's riddled with disaster.
It is.
Kelly says WhatsApp no longer tells everyone you've left the group, only the admin is told. Matt says, just for you, WhatsApp now allows you to leave a group in secret. There is no big announcement. I've been leaving loads.
Two big takeaways from this. One, that's great. I can now finally leave the child's tennis group that I've been in for 6 months, even though my daughter doesn't do it anymore. And secondly, why do they need a banana at that urgency
that
time of night? That's all I want to know.
It was like 6:10 yesterday. It's like, come on.
I wish it was that easy leaving Stamford Bridge last night when I went to go and watch Everton after the show last night and watch the worst defeat we've had in 19 years.
Can we just acknowledge that the show's been going for 70 minutes and we've all very respectfully not talked about it?
I was going to do a statement and just ask for some, you know, I'm going to step away from social media and just give my family some time to deal with it. But it was, we were 4-0 down at half-time, mm-hmm. Right? It was awful. I was in with the Everton fans, 4-0 down at half-time. And I thought, well, what am I going to do here? Stuck around for a little bit. And then I think I gave it another 10 minutes. Branthwaite got injured, our defender, and then I bolted. Which is a bad word then. I bolted. And then I heard the fifth go in when I was getting on the tube at Fulham Broadway, like gunshots in the distance. So let's talk about leaving, shall we? It feels like tonight's show is all about leaving.
It really is. By the way, you left later than I would have done. I would have walked at halftime.
I wish I had done that. I had done that.
Plays and that kind of thing. Intervals are there for walking if you're not having a good time, well, I think.
This is it. And I mean, there must be people listening to this now and, you know, life is busy and it takes ages on the trains to get home to things. Mm. Maybe you've left early from something as well.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Offering a spotlight right now to the ideas that you might have had, but you've not been bold enough to act on them. It's our business battleground, the chance to shine that spotlight on those ideas that are in your head thinking, oh, that'd be great if someone did that, but you never act on it yourself.
Be our Levi Roots.
Exactly that.
Come on here with your product, make up a little song about it, play it on a ukulele. The sky's the limit.
To be clear, there is no financial support or injection that we can put into your business, but we can give it that little bit of encouragement.
A bit of love and pat you on the head and say, go on, just chase the stars.
It's a great idea, do it, yeah.
Aim for the stars. Getting a lot of phrases wrong this evening, I am.
Now, you've got your foot on the gas again.
I've got my foot on the gas and we're not letting up. Chase the stars. Chase the stars. Hey, I've got an idea, though, for what that aside. I've got an idea for a an invention or a product that could be a thing.
Pitch it.
Based on an issue that I'm having at home at the moment. Now, I don't know if anyone else does this, but a lot of my life is spent... it sounds a bit sketchy, but... Like some, if I can't sleep, I'll just go on my phone. And my other half, Katie, says that I'm on my phone too much. Don't be on your phone in bed.
Yeah, it's not going to help.
It's not going to help. But then what I'll do is I'll try and sneakily look at stuff on my phone. Again, it sounds dodgy. It's not dodgy.
It really does.
It's absolutely, it's not dodgy. But then whenever I roll over to then drop the phone onto the floor on my side of the bed,
yeah.
Katie wakes up because obviously I'm making like a
movement.
I'm making a movement. This is not panning out how I wanted it to pan out.
So what is the invention?
A divorce. No, I'm only joking. The invention, I've come up with this thing called the bed pocket, which is like a giant pocket. You know, like you have on a saddle on a horse?
Yep.
And it's got pockets in it. That's coming out the side of the mattress so that there's a pocket dangling off your side of the bed.
That's right.
And all you do is you just put your phone, your vape, your whatever coins in there. So you need stuff you need
Who's
to get.
Who's going to bed with coins?
I've always got loose change by the bed.
What, in your pyjama pocket?
To pay the ferryman. And then, yeah, so you can have it wherever you want in your bed pocket, and you have one each, just like either side of a saddle.
It's a great idea. What you could do is actually put it on your fitted sheet.
This is it. I mean, yeah, we should work on this together.
Yes.
I genuinely feel we've got something here.
Don't, let's not say anything else, all right? And let's copyright that now. Interesting news.
Oh really? Someone's Peter Jackson. He did Lord of the Rings. Peter Jones.
Peter Jackson has got his foot on the gas, reaching for the stars, and he's gonna.
It's been a tough 24 hours.
He's gonna do Bed Pockets the movie.
That'd be so good. It'd be authentic, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Not unique though. Jen texts to say Bed Pockets exist. Me and my husband both have one. Another text here. Bush, go on Amazon, search what? Bed Pockets.
Are they called Bed Pockets, though? Is it actually the title of the product as designed here on Home
It
Tub?
Appears. Another one here. Hi, I'm just listening to your conversation about Bed Pockets. I hate to burst your bubble, but they already exist. Hubs and I both use them for the TV remotes, headphones and phones. They're fab. Emma and Simon.
I think these people are deluded. And they're hearing what they want to hear. I don't think anyone out there has created a foldable pocket that comes out the side of the mattress and you can store your glasses, your phones, your whatnot, your coins in there.
Are you doubting every single one of these people that have just got in touch?
I'm looking in the eye and I'm doubting every single one of them.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Hey, what I've decided to do is, right, sometimes it takes a while to get through that bit where it explains what the competition is.
Yes.
So let's just get into it more quickly by going straight to the tension drone.
I'm immediately more tense.
I'm more tense even losing these pieces of production as we go through the competition. But the essential, the foundations of Sound of the Decades is, can you guess what this sound effect is from the 1980s? That's what we're all talking about.
Yes, we can get rid of other parts of it, but we do definitely still need the sound.
Well, listen, what time is it now? It's 10 to 6. Anything could happen at this point.
Right, it's a sound from the 80s, and our contestant tonight is called Chelsea, I'm afraid.
Oh, what?
Chelsea, hello.
Hello.
No offence, Chelsea, it's just quite a sore point for me because obviously Chelsea put 6 past my team last night. So I feel like, even though you've been picked at random, I feel like the universe is laughing at me still this evening.
Are you actually a Chelsea fan, Chelsea?
I am. I have to be with a name like mine.
Oh my word. I'd love to know how many people are out there are named after, like, named in honour of the football team that they then go on to support. That's nominative determinism, I believe, in many ways.
Not named after, I would like to point out.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, well, you didn't have, like, you weren't called Jane and they just decided to change it down the line. Chelsea, tell us what you've been up to today. How's your day going?
Nothing particularly interesting. Working, another day, another dollar. Yeah.
Well,
now I'm driving on the M25.
Will a signed Home Time digital radio be making its way to you tonight? It's an 80s sound. Let's have one more listen. Chelsea, supporting Chelsea. What is the sound of the decade?
I think it's Connect 4 when you finish the game and it all drops into the little tray.
Oh, no, I played Connect 4 in a cafe with our daughters last weekend during the Easter break. And it was all going fine, whatever, you know, they're taking turns putting the things in. And then I'd forgotten about the bit at the bottom where you slide the plastic bit out of the way and all the little coins went all over the floor of the cafe. I'd forgotten about that. It's a good shout.
It's a very good shout. Is it a correct shout?
You're a loser and you have lost.
Unlucky. It was lovely. Well, it was lovely to speak to you and obviously be reminded of the trauma that I went through last night all at the same time.
At least this Chelsea lost.
Okay, yeah, that's very good. That's a very, very good point.
Sound of the Decades must go this week and it will return tomorrow on Home Time.
Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Just going back to the cathartic chat we had about jet washing patios at the beginning of this particular episode.
Yeah.
You've kind of awakened a bit of a rage in me.
I feel bad doing this now. I feel bad saying this.
No, because, like, where is she when it now comes to the... Everyone's had their fun jet-washing patios.
Yeah.
Why am I left with the brushing sand into the cracks?
Yeah, she's doing that. I feel like she's Hollywooding it.
Yes.
She's turned up for doing a Hollywood jet-wash.
Yes, and used that for her socials and her TikToks and all that kind of stuff.
One jet-wash in 2 years.
Yes.
All over the socials.
Where's your reel of brushing sand into cracks?
Ball in your court, Richie's wife, Natalie. The ball's in your court.